This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. I'm Sarah Bivens and it's me today hanging out with you. Matthew is doing Maya duty. And they're spending some quality time together, so that gives me a chance to get some things done and record this episode for you. So we're just going to be hanging out for a little bit today, a little shorter episode probably than others, but just riffing on some things that I think you'll appreciate. So it's an awesome day today, even though it's kind of cloudy and cold and a little dreary looking. It's an amazing day, and it's an amazing day, one, because we're alive, right? But two, we got amazing sleep last night and the night before. Maya slept through the night for the first time, not last night, the night before, and slept 12 and a half hours. And then last night, she did a little repeat and slept for 12 hours. So we are pretty freaking fabulous, I must say. If you're at the beginning stages of postpartum or just gave birth, you know, I remember when people would say to me, oh, it gets better as far as the sleep is concerned, because sleep is something I was really nervous about releasing. And I had a lot of anxiety around not getting enough sleep because I loved my sleep. And, you know, just hearing people say, oh, it gets better and you'll eventually sleep through the night. You know, there's part of you were like, okay, shut up. I don't want to hear that anymore. It's never going to happen, but it does. And it's amazing. So yes, doing really well. And, just have had an awesome day. You know, we've really intentionally created this lifestyle for ourselves to have a nice balance of, work and life or play. And, you know, this morning we had some podcast episodes to record. We did that. We went to the chiropractor. We went to lunch as a family. Got some bubble tea, which if you've listened before, you know that Matthew is an insane bubble tea fanatic. So we got our bubble tea. I'm drinking mine now as I record this. And it's just a beautiful life. And thanks for being a part of this. And I really just want to take a second to acknowledge and thank all of you for the love on Instagram. We just recently launched our Instagram account. It's at DIAH Podcast. So you can follow us, like us, message us, whatever. Tag hashtag DIAH Podcast to your images if you'd like us to share your home birth photos or, you know, things home birth related that you want us to share as a resource with listeners. We'd love to do that. So connect with us there. And last little housekeeping note, leave us a review on iTunes if you feel so inspired. We really appreciate that. Helps us to rank higher in the iTunes podcast section, and so that we can get this message out, get this empowering conversation out to more women and families. So that likelihood increases significantly when you leave us a little love on the iTunes. So you can visit our website, diahpodcast.com, to do that. There's instructions and a link to do that. So anyway, onward. Couple things I wanted to talk about that kind of lead into the theme for this episode. my cycle returned about a week and a half ago. So my cycle, my period, menstrual, ant flow, whatever you want to call it, returned. And a lot of stuff came up for me around it, around my period returning. I really didn't know how I would feel about it. I kind of had this expectation in my mind that I wouldn't have a cycle for like a year after giving birth. I was playing for that in my mind, and I was thinking that was a possibility with nursing, with breastfeeding. My midwife said, of course it's different for every woman, but sometimes it can be that long. And, you know, here I am, this week makes 5 months, 5 months postpartum since Maya's been born. And I guess I was just a little surprised to have it return. And a lot of like emotions and of course, responding to it physically, you know, like, what is this? Like, my body hasn't had a period since December of 2015, and here we are. My body was freaking out a little bit, like, what is this? What is going on? Cramping and then going through it. And I realized too, I related to it a lot differently than I have in the past. And it was just different. And I almost felt a sense of sadness around it. And I couldn't understand why. And it felt so strange, other than just, the normal hormonal, like, my period. But I felt like a melancholic tone to it. And I think, as I explored further, I thought, well, last time, I released an egg like this, it became Maya, it was fertilized and I was pregnant. And so I think, on one hand, I felt this sad sort of feeling that was a reminder, like I wasn't pregnant anymore. Obviously, I know I haven't been pregnant for 5 months, but it was just, I feel differently about my eggs now. I don't know if that's strange or if anyone else can relate to that, but I feel this like greater sense of connection to them after having Maya, and this like each one is so precious. Just almost like not wanting any of them to not be fertilized, like almost wanting to just like keep staying pregnant my whole life just to keep, the the eggs fertilized. I don't know. All of that kind of came up. And I don't know if anyone feels that too, but that's kind of what it did for me. And it's this interesting progression and piece of this postpartum life. And I was speaking to a friend about it, about my cycle returning, and she said, oh, that's beautiful. It's this sign of life continuing. And I thought on that a little bit more, like, life continuing, what is that about? What does that mean for me? How does that resonate? And I'm a big believer in, the connection of things and the synchronicities of the universe. Yes, I'm going there. And it was interesting. Maya was born September 11th. My stepdad, who was very close to me and I love dearly, passed away 5 years ago. And his birthday is September 10th. So I actually went into labor that evening, of his birthday, and Maya was born the next morning. So I always felt that was this sweet, connection, that life offers of like her being born, a day apart from his birthday. And then he passed away at the end of January, which is exactly when my cycle returned. And I just found that so interesting. And, connecting the whole dots of like life continuing. Okay, so like Maya born within a day of my stepdad's passing, and then my cycle returning, this indicator of life continuing, of fertility, of all of that. Around his death, a time that, my family moves through and comes together and reflects, and it's a little bit, there's still some mourning going on for my mom and other people in the family. I just found that really beautiful and something that I could take some comfort in, and again, just a new level of relationship to my body and what it does and how amazing and magnificent the female body is. And that kind of connects well with the theme of what I want to talk about, and that's everything is energy. And by everything is energy, I mean it's kind of So it is. It is what it is. Everything is energy. And when I say that, I mean every little thing, everything is energy. You know, that's a principle that Matthew and I have really tuned into a lot more over the past couple of years and have integrated it into our lives to really govern a lot of our decisions, our actions, our thoughts, you know, coming back to that idea that nothing is inherently good or bad, right? It just is. You know, the judgments or the labels on things don't come until we place them. You know, something that occurs, a situation, is what it is until we put our own unique spin on it. Our lens through which we see the world dictates what it is for us. And energy is like a huge thing around pregnancy and birth and home birth in particular. And so we want to offer this through the podcast, through what we're doing, this empowering conversation around home birth, to drop the labels, to drop the judgments and the expectations, and not look at anything, any choice you make as far as your pregnancy or your birth, as good or bad. It's just things that are going to resonate with you more at a higher frequency, or not so much when it's at a lower frequency. And there's a lot that goes into the energy around you and your pregnancy and your birth, whether it's the physical space of where you're going to choose to birth. You know, that's probably one of the first things that come up as you're pregnant and you're deciding where you're going to birth. What's the energy that's going to be around it? And you may not be talking about it or thinking about it in that sort of scope and in those sorts of terms. You know, well, what's the energy of this place? But you are at some level. You know, when you're thinking about what you want out of the experience, what's going into that is what you are energetically desiring at that time. So the physical space plays a huge role in the energy of the event that you're going to have. And there's also the energy you put yourself around, right? So the people, the other places beyond where you're deciding to birth, where you're spending most of your time consistently when you're pregnant, who you're spending most of your time with, what you're listening to, what you read, what you eat, all of it. And then there's also what's going on within yourself. What's the energy that you are putting out there or working on within yourself, your own thoughts and your own emotions? You know, pregnancy can be this really particularly vulnerable time for a woman, and you have a new energy inside of you that you're getting to know and learn, and has his or her own thoughts and is coming in with their own, you know, paradigms. So you're learning that as well as trying to integrate everything else around you in a healthy way so that you can feel your best. You can be providing the best, most loving, high energy vibrational space for this new life. So it's important to be mindful of all of that as you go through the stage of your life. And we did an interview recently with a mom who talked about during her pregnancy, she and her partner were very mindful of how they even spoke to each other around, you know, with baby there. Baby's always there, hears everything, you know, takes in everything, always there. So just being mindful of that. So to recap, what I'm talking about is the physical space of where you plan to birth. That is going to have a huge energetic impact on you, your partner, the baby, the birth experience itself, and then potentially therein after. You know, we believe how you enter the world and the space that's held for you to enter the world and the environment around that has huge implications, can have a huge ripple effect one way or the other, depending on how you choose to have it. So thinking about that physical space, and do you want it to contribute and add to the energy of it all, or could it potentially drain? Could it potentially pull away from that? Who are you putting yourself around? Maybe pregnancy is a great time to do some cleaning, some trimming of fat. And by that, I mean maybe not putting yourself around people who aren't going to support you in what you're up to, what your plans are for birth or not sharing it. You know, we've talked to other moms as well who have just kind of kept their home birth plans on the down low until baby arrives. Hey, guess what? Baby's here and we had him at home. So there you go. That's, you know, we'll take all questions at the end. That's a great idea. And what you're ingesting, and not just, you know, through your mouth, of course, what are you eating? What sorts of nutrition and energy foods are you putting into yourself? But what are you reading? What are you listening to? All of that plays a part. And then it's all going to play off of and be impacted by what you are thinking and feeling. And so a cool little acronym to kind of think about this everything is energy thing and how it ties in with your pregnancy and your birth is it's an art form. And this is something I learned from my coach, my mentor. He talks about habits being an art form. Well, in this case, this energy around your pregnancy and birth, art, A-R-T. A stands for actions, R stands for relationships, and T stands for thoughts. So the energy of your actions, it's not just what you're doing, right? I mean, it is what you're doing, but it's what the people around you are doing also, because you are inevitably are going to be influenced by people around you. Relationships, diving deeper into that, the people that you're around, who's on your team? Who's supporting you? What sort of relationships are you creating, shifting, building anew throughout this journey? And thoughts. What are you cooking up inside? You know, what are those thoughts and those beliefs that you are holding on to or creating that impact your experience of life? And therefore, of course, impact your experience of your pregnancy and your birth, your beautiful birth. So everything is energy. When you can accept that things just are, you can release a lot of anxiety, expectation, and that can create the space for surrender, trust, faith in the process, in your body, in your birth team, all of it. You know, it drops the judgment and it allows for understanding of yourself, where you're at, and being cool with that, and also understanding where other people are and not being caught up in or beholden to other people's responses or actions, whatever the case. So that's really what tapping into that creates and allows for you. And then you're powered up, baby's powered up, your partner, all of it, and has this magical ripple effect. Everything is energy. Yep. So I trust that some of that resonates with you as you are either thinking about home birth, just had your home birth, are pregnant and potentially switching from an OB or whatever it is, or not. If you're not even planning home birth and you're just, you know, listening for some empowering energy and inspiration, whatever, I trust and pray that this is something you can take on for yourself and use, put in your tool belt to pull out when you need it, because we know there's a lot of opportunities to practice our patience, our trust, our surrender. And so anything, I'm always looking for ways to add to my repertoire of ways to move through those situations more powerfully in birth and outside of birth. So that's what this is there for you. Let me know what you think about this. Anything that I talked about, from the relationship to the cycle to the energy around it all, I would love to hear it. You can connect with us, like I said, on our Instagram at DIAH Podcast. You can email us hello@DIAHpodcast.com and just share what your thoughts are around this energy or how you have created the energy for yourself in your process, the physical space or the people around you, the things that you're doing, and your inner, your bubble, your space, what you're doing for that. Would love to hear. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I appreciate and love you all. Wishing you an awesome day, an awesome week. And yeah, this is me hanging out, doing it at home.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.